Southern Industrial Hydraulics, serving all of Louisiana, where they do the right thing for the right reason the first time. Call them at 337-457-4181. Hi, hello. Welcome back. It is the Moon Graffon Show, Matthew James Tax Pro Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, you can always email me, moon@moongraffon.com. And we are visiting with Miss Laura Rodrigue, who's knee-deep in the total out of the blue indictment of Liz Murrow. You know, Laura, you were mentioning about the state police. If they pulled out, we just gave them $120 million. They want another $150 million. And they act like they're so independent on what they can do, but yet they're begging the federal government, the state government, everybody for money. I had a person that spent time in New Orleans, goes down to New Orleans, said, man, what Jeff and them have done with the state police, I'm going to say National Guard as well, it's really helped New Orleans out a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. Everybody who lives here, and especially the business community in New Orleans, is thrilled with what the state police has done in New Orleans. It has made a dramatic difference. And what I think people have to understand is that when the state police makes an arrest, those cases go to the district attorney's office in New Orleans. But the attorney general, Liz Murrow, agreed to send her lawyers in to prosecute those cases to sort of alleviate any burden from the district attorney there. That no other parish gets that cooperation from the attorney general. At that time, you know, crime was high and everybody knew New Orleans needed some help bringing that down. So she has actually given them extra assistance by providing lawyers to prosecute these cases, and the governor has sent the state police to help out with those cases. And so really it's a slap in the face to everything, all the resources that have been provided to New Orleans to turn around and really humiliate the whole state of Louisiana with this.
I was just going to ask you a question. Who's paying for all this support they got?
Well, I mean, the state pays in terms of the funding through the attorney general's office and the funding to state police. So those agencies are state funded, but they provide the resources to New Orleans. And they, you know, in the future could provide resources to other areas where we see crime issues, especially like Baton Rouge. But we certainly don't expect the city that has benefited tremendously off of having the attorney general and the state police there to turn around and indict the attorney general, claiming that this letter constitutes, which really just cites the law, constitutes public intimidation. And really what is an attention grab from New Orleans politicians to try to, get something in the media or make a name for themselves and sort of try to push back. I think it will backfire in a big way. So that remains to be seen. But just based on the information reported by the media so far, some very serious allegations out here of inappropriate behavior.
Do you think repercussions are coming, number one, and where does this go from here?
I think that we already know, actually, that the governor has asked for a separate investigation into this particular grand jury, into how this sort of came about. Was there influence of a grand jury proceeding by elected officials? So that is coming. What that will produce, I don't know. I can say that just based on what we've learned about grand jury leaks, that's already a violation of law. So I think we're all interested to kind of see what happened behind the scenes here. I think there will be repercussions there. In terms of the attorney general, now she is a criminal defendant. So we have to proceed along in defending her in court as if she is a criminal defendant, because that's what she is. So now we'll have the Supreme Court basically stayed the proceeding and said, get your pleadings in order, and then we'll get this back into court and we'll go from there to try to fight the charges against her. But again, she's a defendant now. So that case will go on in one direction, and then there will be a separate investigation into what happened here in another direction.
Any chance just this eventually just goes away, we never get that far, and it's done? Any chance of that?
Yeah, there's a chance. That would be what we call a motion to quash, and the Supreme Court actually hinted at that in their first ruling. You could tell that the majority of the Supreme Court is very frustrated here. They are sort of hinting at misuse of this law without saying it by advising. They actually said in their ruling, the attorney general is likely to succeed on a motion to quash. So I think they're expecting those pleadings to be filed. And so that would end the case. There are some legal hurdles we have to go to in order to get some pleadings together, and we'll be appearing before a judge in Orleans Criminal District Court. So, you kind of never know what'll happen down there, and we'll be sort of tackling that one step at a time.
Yeah, this is unbelievable that the city of New Orleans, the DA and all them, I'm taking it after reading, Marino's involved in this too, huh? Is the mayor involved in this too?
You know, the interesting what we're looking at now are all of the videos posted by the mayor and what the district attorney did. And so when you ask if she's involved, she certainly was very, very vocal in her attempts to sort of flex, I guess I'll say, after the legislation passed. And actually, the ironic part is she holds up the letter and says, "I will not be intimidated by this letter." So, you know, all of them trying to get on the soapbox at the time, and now we'll see what
Laura, I got to cut you because I got to take a break. Thank you, ma'am. God bless.
Thank you.
All right.
Hit the road this summer in a new Chevy from Service Chevrolet Cadillac. Right now, take $12,000 off the MSRP on a new 2026 Silverado 1500. Or take $13,000 off the MSRP with trade assistance. Take $2,500 off the MSRP on all new 2026 Chevy Trax in stock. Or take $3,000 off the MSRP with GMF down payment assistance. Plus, when you buy a new Chevy from Service Chevrolet Cadillac, it comes with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry to a Acadiana's number one Chevrolet dealership. Our family serving your family. Service Chevrolet Cadillac, your super Chevy dealer. 1212 Ambassador Caffrey near I-10. Stop by or log on at servicegm.com. Chevy, together let's drive. Silverado dealer discount, $6,000. GM rebate, $6,000. 2012 or newer trade assist, $1,000. LT or RST package, 5.3 V8. Tracks dealer discount, $2,500. GMF down payment, $500. All offers plus tax, title, and license. Excludes 436, $15 notary, and $23 convenience. In stock units. See dealer for details. Expires 7/7/26. Claims based on current GM data.
Hey, folks, looking to buy or sell land? Wildlife Land Group and his partners proudly serve Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Colorado. Our accredited land consultants specialize in timberland, cattle ranches, hunting, and recreational property, transitional and development tracts, and farmland too. Rice and crawfish, row crops, you name it. From individual landowners to publicly traded companies, Wildlife Land Group is hands-on through the entire process. Love the opportunity to serve you. Call Wildlife Land Group today at 337-345-1797. That's 337-345-1797. Jay Davison, broker.
Louisiana's oil and gas industry creates thousands of good-paying jobs, but a flood of coastal lawsuits threatens it all. While billboard lawyers reach for massive payouts, Louisiana workers pay the price. The facts. Energy employment, down 40%. Offshore energy production, cut in half. Over $1 billion, gone. Greedy lawyers chasing lottery payouts at the expense of Louisiana families. We don't need more lawsuits. We need more jobs. Learn more at growlouisianacoalition.com.